If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3488. We're continuing our series of looks at the story mode of Star Wars Squadrons, and this time it is time to rejoin the enemy forces. The next mission that we're discussing has you on the Empire's side of the house, or at least what remains of it. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we are continuing our series of looks at the story mode for Star Wars Squadrons. We have been working on the New Republic side of the house for the last few episodes, and now the story pivots to the Empire's side of the house, or what remains of it, if you will. It begins with a briefing from Rey Sloan, who is now an admiral. When we last saw her in the early days after the Battle of Yavin, she was still a Commodore. Now she's an Admiral, and she's reporting to Captain Carell, who had been the squad mate of Lyndon Javes until, you know, things went awry, as we've discussed in previous episodes. But now Carell has her own command. She is in charge of the ISD Overseer, and Sloan reaches out because Lyndon Javes has come to her attention again with the attacks, plural, on various Star Destroyers and the rumors about Project Starhawk. There is a spy who seems to have information about Project Starhawk, and Sloan is calling to say, hey, Carell, this is personal to you. I'm sending you on this mission. You're going to go extract this spy, an Agent Thorne, and bring them back to the Empire so that way they can get information about Project Starhawk and figure out how to shut it down and destroy it. Now, I gotta say, when I heard that the agent was named Agent Thorne, I was wondering if it was gonna turn out to be Frisk from the New Republic side. It is not, so yeah, whatever my suspicions were in that regard were unfounded, basically. So this spy is currently embedded in a station orbiting Hosnian Prime, and so the mission is to jump behind enemy lines and extract that agent and then escape. And in the game, of course, you pull that off. The interesting thing for our purposes in discussing the story mode is the conversations that your pilot character has with various Imperials leading into the mission. For starters, Captain Carell, you had been on the mission with her where Lyndon Javes betrayed his squadron and defected to the then Rebellion, now the New Republic. So Carell welcomes you back and talks about how it sucks that the Empire reassigned the officers of that squadron in disgrace, basically, even though it wasn't their fault. And you, your pilot character, has been assigned randomly in the Outer Rim, and Carell had been sent to a mid-rim sector chasing down pirates and protecting fuel supplies, not exactly something of distinction. And she notes that it's the kind of thing that would have been career-ending, potentially, except for the Battle of Endor and what happened as a result. And now, yeah, there is a chance to return to glory, for all intents and purposes. And the Mirim sector was, according to legends, in the Outer Rim territories. This is the first mention of it in canon, and they don't say where it is in the midst of the galaxy, actually, so I guess the presumption is that it should be in the Outer Rim. And whereas Talsine and Mirim are being brought into canon for the first time here in Star Wars Squadrons, there are a couple other ones that are introduced to us in the game that actually were introduced previously. You meet this mechanic, Waylon, who is overseeing all of the starfighters and whatnot. He tells you a story about how the Overseer has recently overseen action, I'm sure that's pun intended, over two places, Pothor and Jail, J-E-Y-E-L-L. So Both of those systems were actually named in the Rebel Files, which was one of the reference books that was written by Daniel Wallace that had, you know, the little thing that opens up and, you know, all the little effects and extra little trinkets included and whatnot. So those two systems in the action there were part of something called the Midrim Offensive. And it's actually kind of interesting that they're bringing it up here in Star Wars Squadrons, because the Midrim Offensive actually happened in between the original Star Wars, aka A New Hope, and The Empire Strikes Back. It was when the Rebellion was trying to kind of push their luck with everything that had happened after the Battle of Yavin, and unfortunately it kind of fell apart and they had to retreat in places. So the Overseer had been involved in that, and that was apparently a couple of years prior to the events of Star Wars Squadron. So again, kind of interesting that it's being brought up in the story mode here. And there's another pilot that you get to talk to with the last name Sol, S-O-L, who says that her parents had been senators and that with the destruction of the Death Star at Endor, that they lost their emperor and gained 100 warring factions, which might be a little bit of hyperbole, but it is an interesting perspective. And she goes on to say that maybe if the emperor hadn't dissolved the Senate, that the Senate would be able to maintain some kind of order in the galaxy. Things wouldn't be going as crazy as they are in that particular moment. Not that she's questioning the emperor's decision, but you know. But still, so that was kind of an interesting conversation. And it also then circles back to the conversation you have with Carell, where she says, you know, I hope you're on board with Admiral Sloan's vision for where things are going with all of these warring, you know, factions and remnants and whatnot. Like, there are people who are jockeying for power. A lot of that is detailed in the Aftermath trilogy by Chuck Wendig. But, you know, Admiral Sloan is one of the, you know, leading contenders for trying to get the Empire back on its feet. And the captain here, Carell, is saying, yep, you should be a part of this for sure. And she still thinks of our heroes as the Rebellion. She won't even really refer to them as a New Republic other than to say that they will fall just like the previous Republic did. You know, and it did, so yeah, there's that too. So I think those are all the interesting facts that are worth highlighting from this next mission in Star Wars Squadron that we got to talking about. The first mission that you play for the Empire in this post Endor galaxy, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans, you know, whether in real life or on social media or, you know, whatever the Venn diagram is between the two. Whatever platform you're catching this on, I hope you'll consider subscribing or following to become a part of this whole situation on a regular basis. And I hope you'll also consider leaving a rating or review wherever an app might offer you the option to do so. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.